Support for KPLU comes from the Chrysalis Inn and Spa on Bellingham's waterfront, offering corporate retreats, meetings, and holiday parties. Catering by Keenan's at the Pier, featuring fresh local Northwest cuisine. Each guest room offers a window seat with a view, fireplace, and two-person tub. More info at thechrysalisinn.com.
It's Behind the Beat. I'm John Kessler.
And I'm Nick Morrison.
Get up! Get on up! Stay on the scene! Get on up! I like a sex machine!
This is Sex Machine from 1970 by the architect of funk, James Brown.
And today we're going to focus on James Brown as we follow this music from its roots in R&B to full-blown shake-your-booty funk.
All right, Nick. Well, first let's try to define funk music. I would say let's pick out three things. Emphasis on groove with the bass and drums featured. Number two, I would say interlocking rhythms between the drums, bass, guitar, and the horns. And the third feature of funk, repetition.
And believe it or not, here's where it all begins. James Brown's first hit single, Please, 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 from 1956.
Well, to me, this sounds very typical of music of the mid-50s. It almost has a kind of a doo-wop flavor.
But we do hear one of the elements of funk here. It's the repetition. This song is basically just please, 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 over and over and over.
Well, let's jump ahead 4 years to 1960, and this is James Brown doing Think. So what catches my ear about this tune is that it's obviously syncopated and his vocal style is really starting to come forward.
Well, and the syncopation, I think, comes from the fact that early on he was working with New Orleans-influenced drummers.
Yeah, he's starting to get funky, but still within kind of the existing rhythm and blues template. Well, let's move forward a few years. 1964, James Brown, Out of Sight.
You're more than all right. You know you're out of sight.
And what differentiates this song from the one we just heard is that the groove is getting more powerful.
It's really one of the dominant things you notice about the song is that groove.
About a year later, James Brown released another single that was a game changer for him. Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
Papa's Got a Brand New Bag is kind of like Out of Sight on steroids, but there are some important differences.
The electric guitar is very much more forward in the mix, and it seems like those interlocking rhythms are happening more aggressively.
Ain't no drag. Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
Okay, so Nick, here we are, 1965, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. This sounds like funk to me.
It's funky, but it's not yet funk. It has to be just a little bit simpler.
Okay, whereas Papa's Got a Brand New Bag had three chords, here comes 1970s Sex Machine, basically one chord for the whole song.
Get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up, get up.
And now we've arrived at funk.
Yeah, the emphasis on the groove, the bass and drums dominant, the interlocking rhythms, and the repetition. It's Behind the Beat. I'm John Kessler.
And I'm Nick Morrison.
You can podcast Behind the Beat, listen to the complete versions of all the songs we featured, and check out our web post at kplu.org.
I like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as your bone. Get it together. Right on, right.